Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I would love to thank our sponsors, Bottle Barn, for all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs. You must support and go and hang out at Bottle Barn. Like I always say, if they don't have it, you don't need it. And Oliver's Markets with four fabulous locations. We super heart Oliver's and all of the support that they give to this community every single day. Well, speaking of support for this community, I brought in my girlfriend, Krista, this morning because I wanted to touch based on some of the things that are happening for flood relief here in Sonoma County. You know, if the fires weren't enough, now we're flooded. And I find that a lot of the folks that were so generous in helping out with the fire victims are now themselves finding themselves in a little bit of a pickle and need some help. And, you know, one of the biggest supporters that we have had in for a long time now in the West County is Krista Ludke. She has, of course, Boone and her fabulous Boone Hotel. And she was right in the thick of things, I think, when everything started happening last week. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you so much, Ziggy. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm not happy about more rain, but I'm happy to be here.
I know. It's like, can it just stop already? I'm so ready for spring.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody's got a little PTSD this week with all the rain. A little bit of rain helps wash off some of that silt, but too much rain, we're all getting a little nervous, you know?
So, you know, the revival of Guerneville and so much of it, I really feel like is credited to you for bringing back so many wonderful things in that community. And now we have seen some devastation in the West County, Guerneville in particular, and then, of course, Sebastopol and some other areas. And, you know, how has it affected you and your community there?
You know, it's really hard, I think. I feel incredibly blessed and lucky. We took it pretty hard at the hotel, but predominantly just the grounds. And I think having been here now 11 years, we've learned over the last 11 years what to do. And so I feel grateful that we were quite prepared, unlike many others. You know, it came on so fast.
So fast.
I was on my way home from a flight overseas, actually, doing R&D for a new restaurant that I'm going to be opening this summer. And it literally, by the time I got off the plane, when I got on the plane, it was supposed to be 37 feet. By the time I got off the plane, it was 46 feet, which meant pretty much everybody was going under. And, you know, what I can say about our community is, for the most part, we're used to this. We do flood, but this one was a big one.
It was a doozy.
And, you know, having just been watching the scene over the last couple of days, what I can say is our town is incredibly resilient. Everybody is out there. Everybody's pitching in. The county has been amazing about bringing dumpsters to, you know, to clear out all the debris. And people are getting on it. You know, I mean, they didn't stop. The minute the waters receded, they were out there. They were shoveling, you know, muck. They were spraying stuff down. And, you know, I think it just goes to show you the strength of our county, that everybody wants to be back in their homes and ready for a strong, beautiful summer season. So, but it really hit us hard out there in the river community.
We are Sonoma strong.
Yes.
I mean, we truly are. And there's nothing else like it. Unfortunately, a lot of the folks that both you and I know quite well didn't fare so well. You know, ironically, Dusky was on my show last Wednesday morning, not knowing how badly her restaurant was taking a hit at the time she was on my program. And only to get back to return to Zazu after my program to see the floodwaters just coming in and uncontrollable. And there is a GoFundMe now for Zazu. So you can look up on GoFundMe and you can see it. And of course, on all their Facebook pages. And a lot of the wineries that we know and love have taken some hits. You know, PAX is in, you know, not in a good way either. Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty much everybody in the Barlow.
Yep.
Patisserie Angelica, you know, the waters came right up to the patisserie, but didn't get in, so they're good.
And so, Village Bakery, they are my supplier. I mean, they unfortunately just laid 60 people off. It's I think the ripple effects of this too are quite sad. There's so many people who live and work in the community who are now without housing. If we hadn't already had a housing shortage,
exactly,
you know, it's just tough. But I know that we are Sonoma strong, as you said, and I know that people will, you know, figure out a way to rise out of this as well.
No pun intended.
Correct. Higher ground.
Well, and you look at the farmer's wife, what an incredible little opening that was for the Barlow and her delicious sandwiches and you know, and for her to lose everything. And I got wind that she was going to be providing food this Friday for a really important benefit that I wanted to talk about. There is a West County flood relief benefit taking place this Friday, and it's happening at the Horse and Plow Winery, which is located in Sebastopol on Gravenstein Highway. And I found out that she was doing doing food. And I literally, David and I just broke down and started crying. We're like, you're kidding me. That's so amazing.
I wanted to fall out of my chair when you told me this morning. I thought she was devastated by the fire. And then now her brand new shop just flooded out. And then she's the one providing food. I mean, talk about generosity and strength. I mean, she's an amazing example of this.
She really is. And, you know, the beneficiary is going to be West County Community Services. And they are a local organization that's working to clean up after the floods. They really do help out. And they help also to provide transitional housing for those that need it, cost-effective services like mental health, transportation, those kind of things. And people that, you know, obviously for people that have been hit by this disaster. So it's a very good organization to support. And obviously, I'm going to be there. It's happening this Friday from 5:30 to 8:30. There is a band called Burnside that's going to be performing, and there's going to be hopefully a very big silent auction, which is another way to give. I know that they've already started receiving some silent auction items, but they are looking for more.
Well, I know I'm up for it, so I will definitely be giving you some donations from the Boone side.
And we got the Hot Hippie's going to be there serving his Redwood Hill Farm cheeses.
Can't miss that.
Can't miss it. You know, they for a long time have been such a big supporter of this community and always willing to give back. So I know there's going to be a kind of a sliding scale, this just in on my text message, a sliding scale of donation at the door. So whatever you can afford, remember all the proceeds are going to the West County Flood Relief Fund for West County Community Services. And, you know, I know that on top of this, of course, direct donations and help and support can be made through GoFundMe. A lot of places, particularly in the Barlow, have started GoFundMe's accounts and some other folks as well.
I think there's some folks out in the Guerneville, Lower Russian River area as well. A lot of small business owners that did get hit. You know, I felt literally like I was on an island right there on that top part of Main Street. I think we were honestly one of the only pieces that didn't go underwater, and I feel, you know, forever grateful. But there are a lot of small businesses that were affected. They're out there actively cleaning up, but they also have their individual GoFundMes as well. So if you love any of the businesses in the West County area, you know, check out GoFundMe and certainly do what you can to help those guys get back on their feet.
And your restaurant, Boone, is it open for business now?
It is open for business. Yeah, excellent. We tried to get open as quickly as we can to really support the community. So we were open on Friday, just post the flood. And the hotel is also open, which there are a lot of hotels in the area that got affected. So we're hoping that we can do our best to support until those guys get back on their feet and their doors open.
What about my favorite bar of all time?
El Barrio Bar is open. So margaritas are flowing.
Yes.
Come on out.
Yes.
It makes it feel better. The margarita makes it all feel better.
Hey, listen, everybody knows that I'm a tequila fanatic. That's no secret. And I love going to El Barrio. And I love that has been kind of a fabulously fun watering hole for me.
Well, we'll take you anytime you want to come and bring that Hot Hippie with you.
Always. And so the roads to get through to Guerneville are wide open now. They've been cleaned up.
Yep. Everything's wide open. The county's actually done a lot to sort of plow and clean. So aside from seeing, you know, some piles of debris all along your route, all the routes are open throughout all of West County. So don't hesitate to come out and support.
I love it. We've got Krista Lukey in studio today with me for Wine Wednesday. We're talking about the West County Flood Relief Benefit that's taking place this Friday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Horse and Plow Winery on Gravenstein Highway in Sebastopol. You can get in just for a sliding scale donation, basically whatever you have with the silent auction items that will be there. It'll be another way that you can give back to the community. There's going to be plenty to eat and plenty to drink. And
live music.
I know. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do on a Friday night? Let's all meet there.
We're going out to the Horse and Plow. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Well, thank you for being such an incredible member of our community, let alone the West County community, which is where you call home. And I appreciate you making the last minute efforts to come in here and speak with us and tell us about your experiences out there in Guerneville. And I look forward to seeing you Friday night.
I'll be there.
And I'm coming ready with my checkbook in hand and ready to get some silent auction items to take home.
Let's all do it. We'll come together as community.
I love it. Sonoma strong, everybody. If you want to get hip to what's happening in the world of wine and, of course, cocktails, you can follow me on social media. My handle is at Ziggy the Wine Gal, and of course, you can find me on all the social media platforms. Certainly send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, if you'd like to get more information on this Friday's big West County Flood Relief Benefit taking place at Horse and Plow. You can find a lot of the information as well up on our fabulous Facebook. Cheers, everybody.